everyone, and welcome to the ITB Travel Hero podcast. I'm Leah Jordan, and I am a member of the Board of Experts for the ITB Berlin Convention coming up so soon in Berlin. And today, we're spending 300 seconds with Corey Alford. Corey is Director of Marketing at MPI, a keynote speaker at the ITB MICE track, and it's an honor to have you. Corey, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I'd say let's dive right into it. So, Corey, tell us a bit about MPI for everyone who doesn't know MPI. What exactly are you doing and whom are you helping with what?
What exactly am I doing? I feel like I ask myself that every day. No, I'm just kidding. But MPI, or Meeting Professionals International, is the largest MICE organization in Europe, dedicated to the advancement of meeting and event industry. We are here to empower event professionals through education, networking opportunities, and research. With the help of over 70 chapters and clubs worldwide, our mission is to make meetings and events more impactful by enhancing the skills of our members and fostering a community of professionals who can learn from each other and advocate for the value of face-to-face meetings.
Wow, cool. So, Corey, then you're the perfect person to ask, right? You as an event professional yourself. What trends are you seeing in the event marketing space at the moment?
All the trends. No, we're definitely seeing some big ones. Currently, we are seeing a growing emphasis on sustainability and responsible event planning, which I'm sure everyone probably listening sees as well. You know, really just reflecting on a broader societal push towards environmental consciousness. Personalization is also another key trend, with events increasingly tailored to meet the specific interests and needs of individual attendees, you know, enhancing engagement and overall experience. Meaningful engagement that makes our customers brand loyal is a really tough nut to crack, which is where my session, the engagement equation, kicks up, I think, some really good conversation. And last, but certainly not least, the evolution of AI. I know that's a buzz right now, and how it's making event teams more informed and agile.
Right. Okay. So I see the session worth visiting for everyone listening. And then, great. Thank you for sharing. In terms of use cases, can you share some concrete examples how you at MPI, for example, have tackled or leveraged one of these trends that you just mentioned?
Yeah. As a true Aquarius, I do love technology. So the adaptation of AI has been really exciting for me personally. I do love learning how to use it. I do see a lot of hesitancy within the event and meeting industry to adapt it, but I would encourage people to explore it. It's definitely taken us some fine tuning, but we run a lot of research and development through AI, often having it source for insights on our audience's behavior, purchasing habits, email consumption, the best paid media approaches. I mean, we really run the gamut with it. The platform that MPI specifically uses has learned our brand based off of uploaded documents and frequent user behavior. So we're really at a point now where if it writes copy for us, it can mimic our brand tone, which is incredible, but it's also not perfect. So there's still a good amount of manual work that we do to keep our tactics uniquely MPI. I would say on the planning and executing the educational content, MPI uses content generation tools to develop sessions, session descriptions, and general content for the website. And also working directly with many of our speakers to ensure that they're too embracing and can tell the story and how AI provides them with direction and application. So it's really cool.
Yes, sounds like it. And finally, Corey, something I'm keen to learn from industry leaders such as yourself. What resource can you recommend to us to keep well informed and on top of relevant trends and developments in your professional life? What do you turn to?
I personally thrive on finding ideas from completely unrelated resources. Some of my favorite ideas for event marketing and customer service and engagement actually come from e-commerce and digital retail space. In a previous role of mine, the CEO used to encourage us to look outside of our clients' verticals for ideas on how to improve the brand experience, and that really stuck with me. Basically looking for ideas in the most unexpected places. But if I had to answer from the marketing space, I would say digital publications like the Daily Brew. I just love them.
Wow, cool. Okay, thank you so much, Corey. And I myself, I can't truly wait for your keynote, The Engagement Equation, at the ITB Berlin Convention at the ITB MICE track on People Note It Down, Tuesday, 5th March in Hall 3-1. And everyone, head to itb.com/convention and have a look at the program. Find Corey's speaker profile, save her session, and make sure to meet us there in Berlin. I can't wait, Corey. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Leah.